In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, good morning, church, and welcome to day 6 of our journey through Lent. This is Kevin with you and glad to be joining with you. You know, before we jump in, I just want to remind you that all of these episodes are available both on our website as well as whatever podcast app you use. You can just search Common Prayer and subscribe, and that's an easier way to access those. As well as something new we did through Lent is we actually have much of the reflection in written form as well on our website. And so you can find that, and it kind of functions more as a daily devotional type way of encountering the material. So that's another option we have for you. We'd love for you to be able to engage in whatever way possible. And then lastly, we'd love for you to invite others into this. You know, it's not too late for others to join us. There's no reason they couldn't just start with day 6 today and just send them the link to these things. And we'd love to have them join with us as we prepare in Lent for Easter and that celebration. So I want to invite you to welcome others into the community as well. You know, as we jump into the episode, let's go ahead and prepare ourselves with a moment of quiet, a moment in the presence of God. And I want to just read our scripture as well as give you the word for today. And the word for today is a familiar one. It's the word love. And it comes from 1 John 3:18. It says this: "Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." I'll spend a minute just meditating on that. Let me read our text for the day one more time, but this time backing up a verse or two and adding a little bit more. This is 1 John 3:16 through 18. "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth." You know, I think it comes as no news to you that we have a very flattened relationship with the concept of love in our culture. I mean, more often than not, we reduce this concept of love to feelings or sentimentality. I mean, from songs to books to Hollywood portrayals, I mean, love is largely centered on how we feel. I think there's really two problems with this understanding of love. I mean, first, again, anyone who's lived for any amount of time recognizes how fleeting our feelings are. They really come and go on a whim, often for no apparent reason other than just this, the way we woke up that particular day. I mean, feelings are not, again, they're not entirely bad. I think actually they're gifts from God, emotions and all of that. But certainly they shouldn't be where we base one of our deepest commitments of love on. You know, and second, I think love based on feeling lacks commitment. I mean, again, to center love on how we feel means that when we love, it's really relegated to kind of arbitrary moments and conditions of feeling and emotion. Right? This is shallow and problematic in a lot of ways. I mean, if we wait to love others when we feel like it, I mean, dare I say, we may never end up actually genuinely loving others. You know, see, what John asserts here, and he does so through, so boldly through the example of Jesus, he says, you know, love is not a feeling, love is an action. It's an activity of the heart and the mind and the will. I mean, John refuses to allow sentimentality to dominate our understanding of love. I mean, rather, he ties the very concept of love to our actions. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. And as we learn to love with actions, we, you know, can often get tripped up at times, you know, with elaborate, extensive acts of love that, again, those things are good, but I think in a lot of ways, these small deeds suffice. I mean, we choose to act in love by taking small steps wherever we can. You know, a smile, a hug, a phone call, a greeting, a visit. I mean, all of those things are those little steps that move us towards love. And they're simple. I'm reminded of Henry Nouwen, who writes, you know, each step is like a candle burning in the night. And he's talking about each step kind of towards love, each step in love, each small little thing is as luminous as a candle that's burning in the pitch black. Like, you can't avoid the light that emits. Every action, no matter how small, is a glimpse of the light that is working to extinguish the darkness. I mean, this church, this is the potency of love. Regardless of the size of the act, these small deeds of love are these little moments of a bright light in the midst of darkness. And in Lent, I think we're invited to practice that kind of loving. I think Lent gives us the space to reflect on the very passionate love of God for us, that as we turn and focus on our own limitations and our own immaturity and our own failures and our frailty, we see what elevates and fills that vacuum of our own brokenness is a love that permeates our being and the world around us. You see, God's love was not sentimentality. God's love was, in fact, action. It was the sending of Jesus. It was the incarnation. It was God moving into the neighborhood to remind us and the world and our friends around us that God is, in fact, not done with us. That, my friends, is love. And we are called to reflect that. We are called to incarnate the very love of God. We are blessed to be a blessing. That's always been the story, and it always will be our story and calling. So what I want to do for our meditation today is I want us just to think of the very practical ways in which God has loved us. And as we meditate on those, I want to invite you into turning those reflections into our own action steps. And they'll be different. We aren't God. But we have always been meant to reflect the very thing that we have experienced in God to others. So take a moment. Sit in gratitude that we have the chance to pray before God right now. And as we begin, think about that word love. Meditate on its complexity, but also its simplicity. And as that gratitude fills your heart for what God has done for you, I want you to begin to hone in on what are the ways in which you've experienced the very love of God. And I want you to think practically here. The laughter of a friend, the beauty of a sunrise, the gift of breath and life, the gift of a job and work, the grace in which God gives you day in and day out, the forgiveness of our brokenness and our failures over and over again, God's presence, even when we can't feel that, we trust He is there. As those things come to mind, Take a mental note of them, maybe even jot them down. And are there ways in which the Holy Spirit is calling you to reflect those into the world? Each step like a candle burning in the night. We are loved to love. We are blessed, so we bless. Amen. For our practice today, you know, it's another simple one. It's just throughout your day today, I want you to ask for God's direction in taking small steps of love. Maybe you begin with your neighbors, your literal neighbors, those who maybe it's those you live with, a roommate, spouse, children, whoever it is that maybe crosses your path. Just consciously fill your day with the light of what God has done for you so that you can reflect those small loving deeds back into the world to those who cross your path today. That's our task today, church. To receive the love of God and then give the love of God. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.